Venezuela's dire economic crisis shows no sign of easing. President Nicolas Maduro blames the business elite of waging an economic war by hoarding supplies to aggravate the crisis. The majority opposition in parliament, though, says his mismanagement is to blame. Rocketing interest rates and a lack of hard currency have led to major shortages in supermarkets and even hospitals. That's driven some people in need of basic supplies to desperate measures.
There have been chaotic scenes on Venezuela's border with Colombia as hundreds of determined and hungry Venezuelan women pushed past security forces there. All they wanted to do on the other side was to shop for some food, a scarce commodity in Venezuela these days. We no longer have enough to make a small arepa. We won't last another week. Our children are starving. We have to wake up. We've spent a year waiting for food to be brought to us. Venezuela's economic crisis was precipitated by the plunge in oil prices. Oil is its main export. Basic food items are no longer available in many places, and inflation is soaring. On the streets, tensions are high, with scuffles and looting now commonplace.